Come out of the world, oh my people.
Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instructions of our Creator and putting His Word into action. From suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show with your host, Paul Nisan.
Hello, everyone out there. I wanted to make this message because I recall a conversation with a man that I know. And he consistently disagrees with me about obedience to Yahweh's Torah, which he calls the law. He continuously disagrees with me. And I tell you this, I know many people of many other faiths. Many of the faiths around the world have some of the biblical examples in their moral code, in their moral guidelines, and a moral understanding. But the Creator is not a creator that's incomplete. A creator is not a creator of neutrality. There's no middle ground. You're either for him or against him. There's no middle ground. There's something out there today called Chrislam, led by one of the leading pastors in the United States, Rick Warren, who wrote A Purpose-Driven Life. Yes, it's called Chrislam, taking the great things that people in the flesh likes from Islam, taking the things from Christianity and the little things from all the other religions of the world and making it into this. Message or this belief system. And I will submit to you, that's what Christianity is today. It's not biblically based. It's not the foundation of Scripture. And I'm making this video not for those of you that know this already, not for those of you that live this already, but a reminder for those of you that think you are ready, that you are the bride of Yahweh, that you are ready. You see, we have to understand what has happened. And I read this book all the time about the biblical foundations of freedom and the spiritual warfare that's going on. It says in Ephesians 6:12, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, and against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. So what it's saying here, that there's a spiritual battle going on. And it talks about strongholds, how the demons are taking control over us and they're keeping us and oppressing us from experiencing Yahweh's blessings and His great joy. And I tell you, health is a blessing. Disease is a curse. Disease is often a result of our spiritual decline or our spiritual the deception of the enemy that's going to spiritually make us choose his side in the spiritual battle. And often disease is the result. And Yeshua says that one word, one touch, one sound, not only did he heal the world, that he can heal us. But people have this lack of faith. They have a lack of faith because they don't understand, because they've been deceived. And the biggest stronghold that the enemy has over all of us, well, not over me, but over people out there, the biggest deception or the biggest stronghold he has is deception for people to think they are doing right and they're righteous with him. This is a big problem. Lack of faith and lack of understanding, as it says in Hosea, it says, my people destroyed for lack of knowledge. It's not worldly knowledge. People have worldly knowledge. It's lack of knowledge of him and his ways. That's what it means in Hebrew. My people destroyed for lack of knowledge of me. Now, here's the problem. Most Christians I know believe that they are living a righteous life. And the reason they believe that is because some of the things they do line up with Scripture. I will submit to you that, as a matter of fact, a large part of what Christians do and Christianity teaches lines up with Scripture. But there's a good part that doesn't. And as I said when I started this video, a creator is not a creator of incompleteness. There's a large part of Christianity that rejects the righteousness of our Creator, living fully according to His guidelines and instructions in His Torah. And they'll use the excuse and deceive the people by saying, no one is perfect. No one can live out all the law. No one can live out all the Torah. And they equate it to 10 commandments, saying, no one can live 10 commandments. I submit to you that there is more than 10 commandments. There's over 600 commandments. And if they don't believe somebody could live on 10 of them, how will they ever expect to believe somebody could live over 600 of them? They can't and they won't believe that. But that is the problem. That's the spiritual warfare, and that's what's going on. We have to believe that Yahweh created us to live and fulfill every single thing to perfection that he's given us. If we follow Yeshua, who is the perfect one, we have to believe and trust that we can get to that point at some time in our life. And we have to work towards that goal continuously. We have grace for the sin we commit without knowing it. But even with grace, there are consequences. And oftentimes that consequences is the disease we suffer. It's not as a curse. And that itself is a blessing because it's used as a wake-up call to wake us up. Because even if you're giving the worst disease diagnosis out there, even if you're at the last breath of your life, Yahweh at the word, at one word can change it all around. He's looking for you not to run from him, but to come to him. Not to give him your half of your heart, but all your heart. And if it be his will, he'll recover you and heal you. Your doubt of him first to begin with and running to doctors before going to him is a great example of your lack of faith and your understanding of who he is and the power he has. We must overcome these things. As I said, many of the people that call themselves believers today are following a good part of Scripture, but they're not following all of Scripture, and they're rejecting it. Some of the most important parts of Scripture are Creator's calendar, his holy Sabbath days, his holy appointed times, and other parts of Scripture are being ignored. So we ask the question, can we perfectly fulfill all 600 and so commandments of our Creator? And the answer is, this Bible says that we're not supposed to fulfill them all, but we are supposed to have the desire and do our best and understand to fulfill the ones that he created for us. I am not a farmer. I am not a woman. There's certain guidelines and instructions and commandments specifically for these particular groups. But I am a man of Yahweh, and there's certain specific guidelines and instructions for me, and every single guideline and instruction for a man of Yahweh to fulfill that I have the opportunity and capability of fulfilling, I can, according to Scripture. There's nothing stopping me from doing that except the enemy and his deception to make me believe I can't. And the same thing is true for you. We must unlearn the lies and the deception we've been taught from the enemy through the deception of the church and Christianity. And we must get back to living Yahweh's word, his holy word and what it says. And I ask you this question now. If there is a man in your church that is committing homosexuality, if yours is a doctor in your church that is doing abortions, if there is kids in your church cursing around and doing drugs and doing all things they shouldn't do, if there are women in your church getting drunk, if there are people in your church that are not living up to the standard of what you think is Yahweh's word, you certainly are quick to excommunicate them and get them out of their churches. Well, why do you not do the same thing to those that break Yahweh's commandments in other areas, like the Sabbath and the feast days, and the other areas of Torah that they're not keeping? Why do you accept one and reject the other? The Bible says to cleanse your church, to cleanse your community, to get rid of them and not boast in them. While you uplift men that break and defile the Sabbath each week, while you feel good about the pagan holidays and traditions that the church keeps and boasts against them, you are the exact type of person that is committing this adultery to Yahweh, and you must be removed from the church of Yahweh. You must be removed from the assembly of Yahweh and have nothing to do with his congregation unless you repent. There are many of you out there that are being deceived by the enemy to think you know what it is to be righteous according to Scriptures. Living according to the guidelines and instructions of our Creator is what he wants us to do. We must change the wickedness and be obedient to our Creator. That's what he calls us to do. And if we're thankful for our Creator, we're going to stop using the death of Yeshua as an excuse to live in sin. And we're going to start obeying our Creator's guidelines and instructions, knowing that he gave them to us because he loves us. And he wants us to live according to his guidelines and instructions. Just because we have his grace is not a reason to live in sin. He says in the Scriptures, those that love me will keep my commandments. It doesn't say some of them. Those that love me will keep all of them. He wants your hearts to be circumcised. He wants you to change and come to know the truth. It says, know the truth and the truth will set you free. It's my prayer that our eyes are open to his truth, to his ways. I want to explain and say that the Torah is known as the guidelines and instructions of our Creator. And if counted up by the system of Judaism, there's 613 commandments. Some of them are positive and some of them are negative, meaning some of them saying you shall do and you shouldn't do. The ones we are accountable for today are the ones that apply to us today. I'm not a farmer, so I can't do the guidelines and instructions that are for farmers. There are some regarding sacrifices in a temple. There's no temple. So that whole set of instructions is not applicable to us today. So are we and can we do every single one? Our Creator would not have given a guideline or an instruction if at one point we were not able to achieve it. But now today we can't achieve every single one simply because of the fact that we're not able to physically do them. Not that we choose not to. And now we have what's happened in the system of Christianity saying that grace replaced the law. So they first made a mistake by giving the instructions or guidelines of our Creator the word law. And the system of Judaism added to the guidelines and instructions of our Creator, making up a man-made law, which Yeshua HaMessiah came to do away with. And his issue was not with the instructions and guidelines of our Creator, known as the Torah. His issue was what the system of Judaism was doing to it. In Deuteronomy, it says, do not add or take away, but keep my commandments. The system of Judaism was attempting to add to the commandments. Now today, the system of Christianity is attempting to take away from the commandments. Both of them go against what the scripture says. Do not add or take away. But it does say, but keep my commandments. And that's from Yeshua himself. And we saw yesterday's reading in chapter 21 of Exodus, how Yeshua was amplifying and raising the bar of what the instructions of our Creator was saying and not lowering it or doing away with it. And on another note, when Christianity says we're doing away with it, I have this translation here, which is the Aramaic English New Testament by a fellow named Andrew Gabriel Roth. And in this translation, which is only the Renewed Covenant translation at this time, he has wonderful notes in the back. And I want to read some of his notes because he lists all of the 613 Torah commandments. And in it, he says, well, there's much more to it than what I'm going to read. But basically, he says, how much Torah do Christians already keep? How much of the Torah do Christians already keep? It says, there's a common lie being spread around by many Christians that the law, the Torah, is impossible to keep, which is mainly created by ignorance of the Torah. In reality, there are 613 commandments in Torah. The majority of Christians are keeping about 201 of Yahweh's commandments. A much smaller minority of Christians are keeping as many as 275 of the commandments. However, 221 commandments are acceptable only to the temple. And even if there were a temple, most of those would apply to the Jewish people only, or persons living outside of Israel. These are not applicable in the list below. An additional 74 of the commandments may not apply. These are special commandments which individual judges for the land matters, or are specific for men or for women, etc. If we examine how much Torah that Christians already keep, factor in what doesn't apply to them, then we discover that the range is from 66 to 83% of the Torah. 66 to 83% of the Torah. Judge for yourself. The list below has a yes or judge for yourself. The list has a yes or no according to Christian communities that do or do not observe each commandment. Also note that there are 94 commandments being observed by Christian minorities. So it says here, it says, the laws of the Nazarene are voluntarily, therefore we could potentially include these eight commandments into the category. May not apply, which brings the average up to 69 to 87% of Torah being observed by Christians. The 93 commandments, which fall into the category of being both yes and no, are presently being observed depending on the individual. Individual Christian. Obviously, there's a very wide latitude of observance and doctrine which Christians would in the Christian world. Can Christians observe 100% of the Torah that is applicable to them? Absolutely. Should they? Absolutely. In fact, Yeshua is the salvation of Yahweh, who came to write the Torah upon the hearts of his people and to raise up his set apart people. So that's a wonderful note here of what a Christian has the ability to keep. But the point here is that Christians are keeping 87%, up to 87% of the guidelines and instructions of our Creator that they say is done away with. You know, so if they want to pick and choose which ones they want to keep and which ones they don't, that's a hypocrisy. I mean, if we're not supposed to keep them, why are you keeping 87% of them? So it's just a viewpoint of it that many people that are keeping him haven't expounded on or spoke about. And we should. And for example, it gives a list here and it says things like, it starts off here, it says in Exodus 20, we read, it says, to believe in Yahweh. And it says, most Christians will pray to Yahweh or believe in the Father and the Son. So most of them are keeping that. You know, to love Yahweh, that's a commandment. Most Christians are keeping that one. So, you know, then we get to some that they might not be keeping, and there are some that are not applicable. It goes through the whole list, and it's determined up to 87% of the commandments are being kept. That's the Renewed Covenant in Aramaic, English, New Testament. Excellent note. So I wanted to mention that. Paul supported and kept the law of Yahweh found in the Torah and told others to do that. So here is the proof of just by some of his own writings that we need to be obedient to the law of our Creator and the word of our Creator. We're going to be looking at Ephesians, the first several verses of Ephesians and a letter that Paul wrote. And we're going to see what he said about this. I'm reading the Bible every day. It's so important to read the Bible every day. And the only way to understand truly what's going on, to break through the hypocrisy of the system of the world, of Judaism and Christianity, and to really understand the word, is to study diligently and to read and to learn and to develop a passion for the scriptures and not just take some pastor's comments and say, oh, well, he said it's done away with, so it's done away with. Recently, I was visiting or speaking to a friend of mine, and I was talking to him about supplements. And he recommended a supplement to me. I got the supplement, but on the supplement it said that it was gelatin capsules. I know through research and health that gelatin contains pork in it. The Bible says that we shouldn't consume pork. So I mentioned to this person that these capsules have pork in them. And they said, well, I don't know about you, but I'm under a new covenant. That's what they said. They're under a new covenant. And that just sparked me to just, what's the best response I can give that person? I tried to tell him over the phone, look, after Yeshua, you know, was crucified, they said, you know, we got to take him down before the Sabbath. So they still kept the Sabbath even afterwards. They didn't say, well, the Lord's done away with, leave him up for another week. No. And same thing here. So we're going to look at what Paul wrote in Ephesians. And remember, this is after Yeshua. This is what Paul was telling his fellow believers, the Ephesians. So check this out now and look at this. So here we go. Chapter 2 of Ephesians. It says, make alive with Yeshua. That's the idea of becoming alive with him, being born again. So it says in verse 1, once you were dead because of your disobedience and your many sins. You used to live in sin just like the rest of the world, obeying the devil, the commander of the powers of the unseen world. He is the spirit at work in the hearts of those who refuse to obey Yahweh. Do you understand what that says here? He is the spirit at work in those who refuse to obey our Creator. That's powerful. That's so significant what I just read there. And if you believe Paul and Paul's writings and that he was moved by the Hada Kodesh, the set apart spirit, that's serious right there. Again, what he said here in verse 3 it is. He said, all of us used to live that way following, verse 2 it says, okay, once again you were dead because of your disobedience and your sins. You used to live in sin, which is transgression of the law. That's verse 2, Ephesians 2:2. You used to live in sin, just like the rest of the world, obeying the devil, obeying the enemy, okay? The commander of the powers of the unseen world. He is the spirit at work in the hearts of those who refuse to obey Yahweh, who refuse to obey our Creator. So stop right there for a second and think about this. Paul is saying, if you refuse to obey God, our Creator Yahweh, if you refuse to obey Him, you are letting the devil, the enemy, Satan, run your life. Do you guys hear that? Do you understand that? Do you comprehend that? Everyone that's promoting the system of Christianity or promoting the idea that the law was nailed to the cross, that we no longer need to follow the commandments, that the commandments are done away with, and under this, we got grace, and they say grace first law, and all this stuff. Do you understand what Paul just wrote here in Ephesians 2:2? I'm going to read it again. I want you to comprehend now the system of Christianity is teaching something different than what the Bible says. Verse 1, once you were dead because of your disobedience, because you weren't being obedient, because your disobedience, you were dead. And your many sins, in your many sins. So disobedience is what? Transgression of the law, the Torah, the guideline, the instructions of our Creator. Verse 2, you used to live in sin. Now he's talking to the believers that have been changed. Their lives have been changed. He's talking to the righteous believers who we spend time with. He said, you used to live in sin just like the rest of the world. The world is living in sin. The world isn't following our Creator. They're following the enemy. That's it. They're following Satan. They're not, you know, you can't have your both ways. So, okay. Obeying the devil, the commander of the powers of the unseen world. He is the spirit at work in the hearts of those who refuse to obey Yahweh. So let's translate this for a second. Verse 2. Let's translate and see how significant it is. This is what he's saying. It says, once you were dead because of your disobedience and your many sins. So once you were dead because you did not keep or follow the guidelines and instructions of our Creator. Once you were dead because you didn't give any significance to the Torah. Once you were dead because you didn't care about the will of our Father. You know, in your many sins. And then it says, you used to live in sin. So what does that translate it to? You used to live not according to the guidelines and instructions of our Creator. You used to live not according to the Torah. You used to live not according to the will of our Father. You used to live not the way that Yeshua told us to live. So just like the rest of the world does today, just like every worldly system does today, that's what they promote. That's what they do. It says, obeying the devil, the commander of the powers of the unseen world. He is the spirit at work in the hearts of those who refuse to follow the Torah, who refuse to seek our Creator's will, who refuse to follow the commandments, who refuse to obey God. If you're watching this right now and you call yourself or you're part of the system of Christianity, this should frighten you. This verse should frighten you. You know, for all those who obey, refuse to obey. Obey what? What? The guidelines and instructions of our Creator. Let's continue. Verse 3. All of us, and he's talking to the believers, used to live that way, following the passionate desires and inclinations of our sinful nature, just like everyone else, or just like those that are no longer, that never even found Torah, just like those that are not obedient to his word. Remember, when Paul wrote this, there was no New Testament. He was speaking about the Torah. So significant. He says, by the very nature, we were subject to Yahweh's anger, just like everyone else, because they weren't following the Torah. It's his words right here in the Renewed Covenant. So remember, everybody, when you're reading the scriptures, understand what's really, you know, coming here. Diligently do the research. Get some different translations. I have the Aramaic translation. I have some Hebraic name, True Name, Roots Bibles translations. And I have the standard Christian translations just to see and learn how they twist things around. But I hope you can see clearly now some of the evidence that shows Paul continued to tell the believers in Yeshua to continue to do the law, to keep the guidelines and instructions of our Creator, and not to stop doing the Torah. I pray that this message blessed you today, and if you want more information about the Hebraic roots of the Scripture, and why all people, whether you're Jewish, whether you're not Jewish, whether you identify yourself as a Christian or not, shall keep the guidelines and instructions of our Creator, known as the Torah. Remember, it's not grace versus law. They don't go against each other, they go with each other. We have the grace of our wonderful Messiah Yeshua, and through his blood and him dying for us, do we have salvation. That is not an excuse to ignore the guidelines and instructions of our Creator, but should be more of a reason to keep it and his will for us. So we should keep the guidelines and instructions, not to be saved, but because we are saved. If you have more questions or you want to see more videos on this topic, visit my website, TorahLifeMinistries.org, and you can contact me there if you'd like to talk more about it. Until then, everybody, have a blessed day. Yahweh be with you, and shalom, shalom.
Come out of the world. You have been listening to Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Nisan. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-2270. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or send your gift to Torah Life Ministries, P.O. Box 16156, West Palm Beach, Florida 33411. And thank you for your prayers and generous support. Torah Life Ministry.
Just as I am, you welcome me. With open arms, how can this be? My guilt is undone, my past is untethered. I'll leave it behind and run to my Father. There is no disappointment in your eyes. There is no shame, there is only pride. I am loved, Father, I'm loved by you. Yeah. So